This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at
97.3. I'm gonna keep on dancing. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes, variety. It's Monday. We've got a whole new week ahead of us with a bunch of great new prizes. We always have some contest going on. It's fantastic. We have an Alice Escape this week. We want to send you to Las Vegas to see Rod Stewart. All this week, we'll have code words with Jane at 3.05 p.m. You get a code word, you text it to our contest line, 20357, and that's it. You'll be entered for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Rod Stewart live in Las Vegas at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace on October 3rd. I love Caesars Palace. Very old school. Like that whole mall part of it. I love walking around in there.
I'm a Rod Stewart fan.
Oh, he's great.
Mm-hmm.
And to see him now, I mean, I don't... How old is Rod Stewart?
80.
That's what I think. I think he has to be. I'm going to say 79. You say 80, I'll say 79.
He was great from way back.
Yeah.
He did a bunch of stuff before he was even a big solo star.
Yep.
Rod Stewart... 2 points for Vin, 80 years old.
Oh, exactly 80. All right, here, hold on. Let me get your points going for you, Vin.
He's on one of the Jeff Beck albums that's just epic. And then he was in a band, too. I forget the name
Small
of the band.
Faces?
Something like that.
Oh, Faces?
Whatever. And then, of course, you know,
Vin's
if
ahead
you
already,
think I'm sexy and then...
Oh, yeah, there's that. Right.
Was it Maggie...
Oh, God.
Maggie,
I would love something to say to you.
Oh, I had to play that.
I love Maggie. Is that it?
Maggie May.
Yeah.
That's
that mixed
a good
up.
Song.
I guess that mixed up with like Angie by the Stones. Whatever. Anyway, Maggie, Rod Stewart. All this week we have tickets. Well, by we, I mean Jane. It's Jane. She's got tickets. It's Rod Stewart in Las Vegas at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace on October 3rd, a two-night hotel stay and round-trip airfare for you and a guest. We'll get you there, put you up, and you get to go enjoy the show and do all the stuff you can do in Vegas. That is a fun town. That's one fun town.
I got to go to Vegas end of the month.
Hey, how would... What?
Yeah.
Why do you have to go to Vegas? You got married in Vegas.
My niece, who is kind of like our daughter, you know, she's like our favorite niece. She's getting married, so...
Oh.
Got to go down.
Go, you're going to a wedding in Vegas.
Yeah.
So she's following in her uncle's footsteps.
You're darn right she is.
Huh?
Yeah.
Same.
Well, she lives there, so it's a little different.
Is she not doing it at the Best Little?
No. They're doing a real wedding.
No, they, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yours was fun, though. How was the trip to LA this weekend?
It was really, really, really good.
Really?
The weather was great. We spent a little time, you know, just reminiscing.
This is you and your wife reminiscing.
Yeah, about the little dog and when he got his ashes. And it was a nice weekend. It's very nice down there. Had a great road trip on the 5.
Yeah, there's nothing more interesting than that 5. It's just everywhere you look, there's something to see.
I know it like the
fact of my hand now. Hours and hours and hours, yeah.
Yeah. But we watched Anora and The Substance, which I finished.
Did you?
I started Anora and I don't even know how you finish it.
Oh.
Really?
Like, I get it. There's naked ladies, and I'm a huge naked lady fan.
You got to get about 20 minutes in, and then all of a sudden the thing happens.
But I was like, I don't care about either of these pukes.
Mm.
This little rich puke, and then this stripper puke.
Mm-hmm.
I see where you're coming from, Vin. They're not like the
Did you not love it?
Oh, I loved it. Yeah, I loved it, but I agree with you. Like, you have to get past the
You got to get like, to the point where the other dudes come in and they're all like, this can't happen.
It's funny.
And then it becomes a comedy. It's actually a
comedy, but like, you know, when they're roughhousing her, it's hard to watch a little bit.
It's freaking dark at times.
Yeah.
Like dark.
Yeah.
Even that, and that last scene is just so, it's so like, oh God, she's doomed.
We turned it off to go to bed at that point where the dudes were driving over.
Yeah.
And so I knew there was about to be a shift, but I definitely felt like I don't care about either of these pukes.
Yeah.
I guess they're going to get taken out and that'll be the end. Movie over. Good night.
Yep. It's done 25 minutes in, Ben. Just let it go.
Ugh.
It did that one best picture.
Yeah.
Actually, I am surprised that one best picture because even though I do think about it all the time and I did, it was hard to love, well, the dude, especially forget that guy, the kid. But for her, it was a slow burn where you start to really sort of feel for her and just like how empty her life is. Like, oh boy, just seems awful.
Well, strip clubs.
God, they're just, you know, most people are so well adjusted when they work in a strip club.
Brutal.
Like their daddy didn't keep them off the pole. And that's for the best. Oh. Anyway, so you watched Anora.
Yeah.
And you also watched The Substance, but you finished The Substance, which I found impossible to do because of all the chicken fat.
It's really a gross movie.
Mm-hmm.
But the ending is so over the top gross. It's hilarious. Like, it is just, I mean, just, let me just say two words. Blood cannon.
Okay.
At one point.
Yep. I see. I just didn't need to get to the blood can. I was like, I can see that this is not going to be end well. I can. Good job, you guys. Fun movie. Super fun. I just don't need to see any more. Like, how about some napkins? Put some napkins in there. I need someone to wipe their face and their hands and stop touching things in the house, please.
Well, you know how I am with like mouth noises. So that.
I can't believe
I had to keep my eyes closed during a lot of it.
I can't believe that you made it through that movie.
But
The Demi Moore movie.
I think Mikey Madison deserved that best actress. Yeah.
Did she win that?
Yeah.
Did she? She was good.
She was great. Yeah. And watching the two back to back, like Demi was good, really good. Yeah. But
I think it was sort of her year to be recognized, if not win.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Have you seen Mikey in anything else?
No. Although she's been in something. We looked her up and she was in something.
She's in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh.
But not in a big role.
Maybe she must have been one of those cult members.
Because
she's hosting SNL this weekend.
Okay. Like for me, if I saw her in something else and saw that there's range there, I might feel like, oh, but she could just be a Jersey girl and doing herself.
Honestly, I don't know what else she's capable of, but she's really capable of what she was doing
there.
Yeah,
I mean, she sold that. I'll give
her
that.
Big time. I was like, oh, this chick may actually be a stripper, because although I suppose, you know, we've all got hips that don't lie, I guess. I don't know. I just felt like, wow, she either studied for this or really already knew how to do it, because she's got some moves.
Yeah.
408 says, I hated Anora. I wanted to shut it off. Why didn't you?
Right, yeah. You could. You're allowed to.
707. Vinny, I totally agree. Never cared about the main characters. You know what, though? I didn't let it go to the point where that something was about to happen.
Yeah.
I went to bed. Oh, well.
Yeah. Truthfully, I did like that movie. I don't know that it was, but I didn't see that many of the contenders this year either. So maybe it was the best movie. The end. Okay, so let's go to RIP George Foreman. You've probably heard by now that boxing legend George Foreman passed away on Friday at the age of 76. No word on cause of death. Older guy. Although 76 these days doesn't seem all that old. He's was a two-time world champion and Olympic gold medalist. Famously made a comeback in 87 at the age of 38. And probably... I mean, I knew him as well for some of the stuff he did besides boxing, like the George Foreman grill and that he named every son he ever had George. I thought that was the best thing ever. Not confusing at all when you got, I think he had five sons. He had five sons and seven daughters. One of the daughters was named Georgette, but all the boys were named George, and they weren't all with the same lady either. He was married five times.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't realize it either. I saw that in the story. I knew that he named every boy George.
He was a preacher, too. Or a pastor, or whatever you call him.
Yeah, when you, it's funny. You always hear that, like, the person who is a preacher. I'm like, well, you can preach anything, really. It's like preaching about the wonders of, you know, what you, I could give you a baby that we could name George.
Let me
tell you from the pulpit up here.
You hope that.
They mean a God thing, like preach the good word.
The guy has some credibility when he tries to tell us to be better people.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's not what he's preaching. I don't know.
Five women shows a serious lack of commitment to me.
Yeah. Although maybe he meant it with each one and they just blew it somehow. They didn't have a good enough kid. He had to name them all George. Mike Tyson tweeted that Foreman's contribution to boxing and beyond will never be forgotten. That's my Mike Tyson.
He was part, and I might have this wrong, although I watched boxing as a kid. It was a big sport in those days and was on Wide World of Sports and regular TV.
I definitely saw it on regular TV, and I was not looking for it as a little kid.
I believe it was called Rumble in the Jungle. It was him and Muhammad Ali. Could be wrong.
Bumbaye. That's right.
Was it? But it might have been Frazier. Are you sure it's Foreman?
Yeah, it was Foreman.
Okay.
I'll look it up, though. I feel like Frazier was the...
Frazier was a big deal, too. Yeah. But either way, he was part of some huge fight. I can't... If it's not Rumble in the Jungle, it's another one. But
a Thriller in Manila.
Whatever.
No, it was Rumble in the Jungle.
It was. Okay, yeah.
Foreman and
Ali.
And Ali.
Mm-hmm. Ali, again, was at that time the biggest star in the world.
Yeah.
I've said that before, but like you wouldn't know it, but you were around at that time.
It is funny. Like I couldn't tell you any boxers, but I could growing up, I really think it all comes down to there were only a few channels and your dad was watching one of them at your house. And that was, and you know, he didn't have another TV in another room where, or something he could watch on his phone because we didn't have those. Well, the phones were stuck on the wall.
I don't know when they decided to break away from whatever contract they had with ABC and just start doing pay-per-view.
Mm.
But that's probably when the wages went through the roof. Which, for them, credit to them. For us, a 19-second fight with Mike Tyson, we just all paid $50 for.
And watched 16 early card fights.
But I didn't even get into a bite of pizza. And the thing's over.
So the big thing about Foreman is his comeback, that he came back to win the title when he was 45.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You said 30-something.
Yes,
but I thought
here.
he was in his 40s, but the reality was at that time...
They say 87 at the age of 38. Maybe they mean at the age of 48?
Maybe.
I have 45 on everything I'm seeing.
Either way, he didn't have... there wasn't a big, really great field that he had to go through to get it. I'm not saying it was easy. I wouldn't have won the fight, but...
Still,
it was an opportune time for him. He saw it and went, I can beat these guys.
Yeah. But he beat out a 26-year-old at the time. So, you know, that's amazing. Yeah, you know, I don't care how bad the fighter is at 26. You know, losing to a 45-year-old, that's crazy.
Did either of you have a George Foreman grill? Remember? Mm-hmm. Everybody had
I got
those.
One as
I
a bachelor.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Like giving it,
Is it just like a little hibachi thing?
It was a grill, but it was an electric grill. So you could plug it in.
Oh, like could you do it in your house?
Yes.
You didn't have to be outside.
No, you did it in your house. That was the whole beauty of it. And it was supposed to be like the way it was. I haven't had one in a million years. It was designed so that anything that was dripping out of the food would go into a little
receptacle,
a little catcher.
The little convenience tray. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Convenience tray.
Conveniently put your
Hamburger fat was
you could save that later to cook to cook with if you were your mom.
Right.
Remember your mom would have like a little can of like rendered fat, like, oh, bacon fat, save it. I'm like, you know, these days I'm like, for what on earth would I save that for? Just to clog my heart? Like, why would I? Isn't eating the bacon bad enough? Anyway, there's that. I think I'm on it. Oh, here, you know what? I'll do this story just really quickly. Here's your headline. Box office. Snow White limps to alarming $43 million domestic opening. They're saying they really thought that this movie was going to do close to $100 million.
The Snow White movie.
The Snow White movie. Although, they're saying it cost about, I think it cost $250 million to make. And they do say they think it will recoup that, but they really thought it was going to be, oh no, they expected it to make about $55 million and it made $43. So that's, that actually is not as, I mean, it's still bad, I guess, if you were hoping for 55 and you got $12 million less than that. It's not awesome. I thought it was a funny headline. Limps to alarming $43 million opening.
Well, not to, I know everybody's got it, their politics and it's the most important thing in your life and you've got to be mad about something.
Yep. Everybody's got to be.
I'd love, and you hear reviews and some are good and some are bad and they can't believe that they put this person in that role and how could this and how did you do it? Did the kids like it? Did the kids like it? Yeah. Like if you brought your kids and you sat them down in front of Snow White, did they watch it and go, it's amazing, Mom.
It was beautiful and I loved it.
Like if that's the case, then you know what? They did a good job and it's sad to see politics take such a role in kid movies, but okay.
They are saying Snow White is the... Among moviegoers under the age of 18, it received an A- cinema score.
That's pretty good.
It actually say overall, though, B+. And that's the first time a Disney live action remake fell into the Bs.
Oh, really?
That's what they're saying here.
Okay.
So, anyway. Limps to alarming opening. Yeah. Well, okay.
You spend a lot of money. I mean, they do expect... Films are trippy because they work so hard on them all this time. It really does seem like a quick cash grab, though, once they're released. Like, oh my God, they made $500 million.
Yep.
Dang. Good profit.
It is good. You know, it can be. But also, sometimes they're huge losers.
The people have spoken, oh. And no more toxic filters for you.
Oh.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at
97.3. I will. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen live, win contests, and get our full show podcast. It's all happening at radioalice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank Foundation is driving change in our Bay Area community. When local nonprofit partners need vehicles like golf carts or maintenance trucks, Fremont Bank Foundation steps up. Learn more at FremontBank.com. That is FremontBank.com. Boy, I got a gurgle too. Mm-hmm. Nicely done.
Trying to be a giver today.
Really, really well done. It's a Monday. Thank you so much.
Trying to lift the mood.
Yeah. Today will be really nice.
Oh.
And hot.
I did hear it was going to be warmer, but
did you notice it
today?
No, tomorrow too, it looks like, and then we go into another rain pattern.
Yesterday,
it was hot at my house yesterday.
Some friends showed up and we were sitting out back and I was like, I am sweating. I need to find shade. And I'm looking up at all the leaves, no leaves on the trees. I'm like, there's no shade. Oh my God, I'm freaking out. I need shade.
Yeah, it's warm. Another warm one today. So sunny and nice and warm and probably more of the same tomorrow, but then we move into another rain pattern.
Mm. Well,
I know. We need every drop.
Yeah, and it saves us water too, because a lot of people have to turn on their irrigation.
Yes, I'm with you.
Right. Yeah.
I want
me
the best.
Me and you. Every drop.
So this is one of those things I told you about last week. A story made the news about this filter that was on TikTok and they call it the chubby filter.
Right. I remember you talking about this.
That your headline is sick filter that makes users appear fat is pulled after backlash on TikTok.
Oh, it's just gone now.
Fuels toxic diet culture.
Mm.
So they've yanked that. Let's see. The controversial chubby filter has been yanked from the video editing app CapCut after it received backlash from users on TikTok. CapCut is the app my kids look at, and it's just these little teeny videos that people make.
So you're saying that not only can you use CapCut to do some video editing.
There's videos on there, yeah.
There's like a social media element to that.
And they watch cat stuff and, my daughter will be like, you have got to see this. And then I see it and realize I didn't need to see it.
Yeah. You didn't find it satisfying?
Well, I mean.
Isn't that so satisfying?
That is what they say.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. A lot, by the way.
Mm. Well, kids, they get a word in there.
Yeah.
Mouth. Well, and that's literally a thing. Say it all the time.
That's a thing
that
on YouTube,
to everybody, really,
for sure. Is this? Isn't that satisfying? Watch this tire run over a carton of eggs. Mm. Isn't that satisfying?
Mm.
No.
Mm. Mm.
Hey, you know what eggs cost right now?
No, that's actually heartbreaking.
Yeah. Egg, I mean,
I do like
it's a whole freaking thing.
I do like some of that stuff. You remember when people were putting shaving cream into Crocs? And then shoving their foot in, and it would go out the, you know, through every hole in the croc.
What did you just say?
What?
You know the crocs, how they have holes in them? I feel like we talked about this, Vinny. Did you block it?
No, I'm just trying to leave you out on a limb for a while.
Oh,
go on.
All right.
Good job. You fooled me, too. You had a good facial expression. You had no idea what she's talking about. I don't know what you're talking about at all. But
well,
it does sound satisfying.
Put the stuff in there, and you stick your foot in, and it's very satisfying. I did try that at home.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. No, well, why not? I got Crocs everywhere I look. There's a pair of Crocs.
But then you had to clean them up.
No, that's the beauty of the Croc. You just take your hose, and your foot's in it, and you just spray it off. Yeah, they're great.
Oh, they sound great.
They are
sure
great.
Do look great, I'll tell you that.
I agree.
Nothing better than a croc.
In bright lime green.
Right.
Mm.
Anyway, the sick filter has been removed, and that's good.
You're calling it, is that what they're calling
they're
it?
They're calling it, in
sick
quotes, sick filter.
Okay.
That makes users appear fat has been pulled after backlash. And, you know, people wrote in when we talked about it the first time that, yeah, it sucks. It's like fat people are still seem to be a target when everyone else is protected. Or, you know,
right.
Seemingly so.
Well, I can see it. We talked about it last week. Like when something's hurtful, most people aren't really trying to hurt other people. And so when you hear that it's hurting someone's feelings, it becomes a thing where you go, I guess I don't need it that bad.
I remember that. In the 90s, as people were talking about political correctness, and they were the term you or what you heard a lot was, it's a slippery slope. Once you start looking at the things you do and say, you will find yourself offensive all over the place. And boy, isn't it true.
And they didn't even have social media back then.
It is.
They didn't know you could just get completely canceled for it.
One of the things that I think I've been guilty of for sure.
Oh.
Is using words I have no idea of the origin of.
Oh.
Just
like
no
a
idea.
Foreign word.
No
or some
idea. Well, like
that...
for I'll give you the best example I can think of. I thought the term cracker meant white people like a cracker, like plain, you know, the thing
as
you
in
eat.
You're as white as a saltine.
No flavor, yeah. No style, no
well, they
taste.
Do, they do say, like, you know, when I lived in Florida, there were people that lived in the city and would be like, these people are crackers because they live out in the, and I thought for a while, oh, they're just, you know, country folk, people who live out in the rural areas.
Rural.
But
well,
it turns out it's like a slavery reference.
Yeah, I didn't
which
know
is,
that.
You know, horrifying to find that out.
A point of style or lack of.
Right. You're like a piece of white toast.
Right.
Mm.
Well, that's an example I'm admitting to,
yeah,
and saying there's things out there that I've you know, and now as I'm broadcasting, I find myself going left. If I don't know, I just don't want to know what that word is. I better go look
no
it
trouble.
Up and figure
there
it out.
There was a word I learned from you that we used for years that we found out later was the for thingamajiggy. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking
you
about.
Do.
I have
it's
no
like
idea.
Like, it's like maybe a Spanish word.
It's Spanish. Of course it's Spanish.
Don't ask me. I don't know these offensive words you keep coming up with.
It's not offensive.
What is it then? What's the problem with it?
Yeah.
What was the problem with it?
Do you ever just hang out in the bathroom for a while?
Yes, I do. I do that.
I have heard that. Girls will cry on the bathroom floor. And
not just for that. It's just a nice place to be alone. Like you need a couple minutes to yourself. I'll go hang out in the bathroom. My closet's right there. I'll sit there and look at my shoes. I don't know, anything. Just to be away from people. The closet. The bathroom.
this kid's religion apparently ends up playing a role in this incident. So
what?
A 20-year-old Orthodox Jewish man from New Jersey is suing United Airlines. He claims the pilot yanked him out of the bathroom for taking too long. It happened on January 28th while flying home from a trip to Mexico with a friend.
Oh. The guy was up. He must have been in the bathroom right by the cockpit.
I don't know. They don't have all the details, but a flight attendant woke up his friend from a nap and told him, "Can you go check on your buddy? He's been in the bathroom for 20 minutes.
Oh.
The guy yelled through the door that he was fine. He's just constipated. So they left him alone. But then the pilot got word of what was going on and that he still hadn't come out 10 minutes later. So we're talking about 30 minutes on the toilet. And I guess the pilot got involved. According to the lawsuit, the pilot started screaming and demanding, "Get out here now."
Oh.
The guy didn't come out, so he broke the lock and opened the door on him. The guy's pants were down around his ankles and his stuff was, you know, in view.
Ooh.
He says, "The pilot, the flight attendants, and several passengers all saw my stuff." Now, I don't know if that plays a role as him being an Orthodox Jew. I know that I don't know a lot about Judaism, but I do know that Orthodox is the most extreme version.
Right. Isn't that like its purest form?
Yes.
That
I know of.
800-400-3697. What grounds does someone Orthodox have? Like what?
If someone saw their wiener.
How does that even play into it? Like how is this not just the guy who's mad because he got busted in on? Like what does his religion have to do with this, if anything?
He and his friend got handcuffed and escorted off the plane when it landed in Houston.
Oh, nice.
So they had a layover and didn't make their connecting.
Oh.
Airport cops put them in holding cells but eventually released them without charges. They're both now suing, claiming they were treated unfairly. And they also claim the pilot talked about them being Jewish and made anti-Semitic remarks.
That's how it...
Oh.
Because Orthodox, you know, you can tell they'll usually wear the little strings off the side. I'm not sure what those are called.
I thought they had, like, and curly sideburns.
Curly, the curls on the side. And, yeah, I mean, you and they're always wearing yarmulke. Like, they're not hiding anything.
Yeah, I don't really... I don't know.
Yeah.
That's so,
but if the pilot did that,
then
I would think
there's
that
some trouble.
There's people who can say speak to that. Like, you know, there are other people around who would say, "I never heard that," or "Yeah, I heard that guy say that."
Right.
A jury will decide if they deserve to get paid or not, and if so, how much. United declined to comment on the lawsuit. I will say that flying now comes with some expectation of, how do we put this? Just the possibility that someone could be hijacking a plane is now in our conscious, like at the front of our mindset. We have to be,
what do they say?
I don't know what they suspected, but I know that for a pilot to get involved in that, it must have felt like a situation. Otherwise, a pilot would not leave the cockpit.
I actually feel like the pilot should never be involved in anything like that. That's why they got a lock on their door there now. Like they should, don't risk the pilot.
Yeah,
why is he breaking the lock? And
I'll tell you why. It's you first class people. He's up in the first class bathroom and they're all upset. And they're like, "Hey, get him out. That's our bathroom."
What I'm thinking is that the pilot's not going to walk all the way back down into coach to get to use the bathroom because somebody's
Well, they don't care what happens in the bathroom back there.
I'm saying he doesn't walk through the whole plane to do it.
I do think on top of the possibility that someone could be up to something, there's also just the reality that is, hey, you're in a plane. This is a full plane. Other people need to use that restroom. You don't get to sit in here. They don't put a clock on it. But at some point, you can say, you know what? If you're not getting movement, how about take a break?
Yeah.
Try again in a bit.
Try again later.
We'll get you a cup of coffee. Let's see if that gets it moving.
That's a good idea.
Maybe.
But you solving problems.
Well, I don't know if I am or not. I mean, I don't know.
It's
if...
Way to take an overview, though, on the whole thing. Well, there's some people with problems here, but you could take this. People need to pee. You're not able to make this one thing happen. Let's see if we can get you out of there and get things moving. Then you can revisit. Nice, Vinny. Boy, you are winning today.
It has to do with being circumcised, apparently.
No, that's not correct.
What are you talking about?
All Jewish men are circumcised. Orthodox.
Yeah,
Jews
I thought that
have,
was like every
a whole.
Every all Jews are the, circumcised,
yeah,
right?
You have to have a split sink. You can't you
what?
Extra dairy. Yeah, they have a sink that, like, I lived in a Jewish neighborhood, and you can tell because all the sinks are split.
In West Virginia?
No, in L.A.
Oh.
In L.A. Oh. Yeah.
And you mean, even in, like, a bathroom? Or just,
No.
Like
just
food prep.
Food prep. You know, they're very serious about food prep. Everything's got to be, you know, kosher. I mean, it's, you know, all the rules, the Orthodox follow them.
I see.
And the moderate Jews, you know, they're kind of sometimes are like, oh, you know, we...
Lobster. Yeah, I don't like it. It's not kosher.
I don't know about circumcision or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, maybe they're saying that's why he didn't, you know, they're talking about his junk because he's in the bathroom.
I am and wish I wasn't. I think it seems like an unnecessary surgery to me. And I really miss that part of me. I wish I had it back.
I have no comment to make on this.
I have never thought in my life I wish I had that back.
But you don't miss a little bit of that extra beef.
Oh, you think it's extra beef?
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Seems to me like, you know.
I just don't like the way it looks.
You should try doing other stuff to it and see how you like it.
What are you talking about?
Huh?
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. What are you talking about?
No, I don't know either. So.
So you're saying to me, you don't like a man in his natural state.
What I'm saying is that it takes a lot of extra care that not every dude who still has that is willing to do.
We never leave those things alone.
Turns
what are
out,
you talking
turns
about?
Turns out some of you do.
What?
Yeah.
Even on a night when you might be trying to sell it to somebody?
Don't ask
really?
Me.
I
felt like
what?
There's some funk happening here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just that guy. I mean, what kind of person isn't okay. about to be like you're about to meet some lady who may or may not, you know, love you the way you want to be loved, and you're not going to clean yourself?
I think I've said all I care to say on the subject.
How much walking would turn you from freshly showered to gross if you were a man in that state? Like,
it's Vinny, it's a covering.
I understand
over
what it
a
is.
Thing that there's something involved in there, and there's some moisture that is can be. I'm not gonna. What am I doing? I'm done. I'm done with this conversation.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I am pretty sure.
All right.
But that all that said. Handle that thing any way you want to. And if you're a parent and you're wondering if you should, you should. You do whatever works for you.
I don't know what you mean.
Nobody knows what I mean. And
I think
done.
Women know what you mean.
How about a fast
fact? I love fast facts. You know that, Vinny.
You're just scared of
fast facts. Monday fast facts. My God, what is happening?
No pens over here.
I'm trying to not talk, and I can't seem to stop.
Well, you do have an opinion, Sarah.
I do.
That's you true. Know what you should do.
But I don't want to... I do have an opinion about it. Just in my very limited experience.
Well, I do, too.
With men.
I miss mine. I wish I still had it.
Okay.
And I didn't even know there's a marking that was left behind that I thought was a birthmark. And I told some lady, like, oh, that's my birthmark. And she's all, is that what that is? You're the only one with that, huh?
Mm.
And I was like, aren't I? Oh, my God. So naive.
And I know someone who got it removed way later in life because of real problems that they were having with it.
Oh.
Yes.
They needed less.
They needed to not have that infection.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Look, I'm sure there's many people who are handling that area professionally, and it's amazing and everything anyone would ever want. Jesus, why did you stop? Hey, back to the fast facts.
First EP to ever reach number one on the first EP to ever reach number one on the Billboard 200 was Jar of Flies by Alice in Chains in 1994. There are seven tracks.
I was going to ask you, what is the cutoff for an EP? Like, what makes it an EP?
I don't...
Time? Total time? Because, you know, Animals by Pink Floyd has like five tracks on it.
I guess that's it. It's got to be the length. I'll tell you this.
I love
Jar of Flies
record.
Is one of my favorite records of all time.
Yep.
I love that
it
record.
It is great.
EPs are recordings that have tracks that are fewer than a full length, usually 4 to 6 tracks, and a total running time of between 15 and 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's very vague.
Yeah.
But congratulations to Alice in Chains, mm-hmm. and Jar of Flies was a good record. What was the one big song on that?
No excuses. I Stay Away.
That I Know.
Nutshell. All three were hits. Mm-hmm. It's been more common in the past 20 years. 15 EPs have hit number one since then.
Oh.
But that was the first album to go
number
one.
That just means extended play. Like an LP is a long play. EPs, extended play. Is it an SP if it's like a single play? Single? Is there a word for that?
I don't know.
That's just a 45, isn't it? It's just a 45.
If you're old.
Yeah. Yes. If you have a record player.
When Pixar was editing Toy Story 2, someone managed to accidentally delete a huge chunk of the movie.
No.
They miraculously found a backup, though. An employee on maternity leave had saved it so she could work on it from home.
Oh my God. I can't. That's what great luck that is.
You know how things have... In every job, there's things that go down. So I'm not going to... But for us, there have certainly been times when something happens and you're like, oh, and everyone gets that fear of God in them and you start to go like, oh my God.
Well, remember when I dumped orange juice all over the board and the thing started smoking and then all of a sudden there was a pop and an explosion and we were off the air for 2 days?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yep. Good example, exactly what I'm talking about.
But still not to the scale of that Pixar movie, a huge chunk of it being deleted and just someone happened to have it.
But someone went,
oh my God.
Dude.
Yes, confirm.
Oh my God.
I wonder if now you have to hit like, yes, I confirm 50 times before you. Do you sure you don't want to check one more time to make sure this is something that you should delete? Oh.
The average $1 bill has 3,000 different types of bacteria on it.
Dirty money.
But, you know, roll that up and smell stuff with it. Good for you.
Definitely. Oh, my God. That's probably one of the things that it's infected with. So
yeah.
Lick it. You know. Whatever you got to do.
Don't. What?
Whatever. Look, just take your chances. It's fine. It'll be fine.
Take your chances.
It is. You know, I am not a germaphobe at all.
I
as
fully
you know.
Am.
But that is one of the things, like, I will start to feel funny about being in a casino. Like that, you know, that thing where like you're handling cards. I get it. They replace the cards a lot. The chips, you know, you're dealing with cash. Like it can get very. And then you're like someone's smoking and you're and your hands on your mouth and you're, oh, boy.
A lot of people wrote in about wieners.
Oh, did they?
But will not. Go there.
Sure.
It seems. No, I mean, I'm fine with it. You seem to be extremely.
No, I have no opinion. I don't need to. I realized just recently that I don't need to have an opinion about that.
Vinny's a germaphobe, so of course he would be vigilant in cleaning.
Well, plus he's so into that.
Not so. Well, I mean, I'm trying to sell the thing to somebody. I would expect that I want it to be in its best possible state. Mm. I don't want the review to be gross. I would want the review to be delicious or spectacular.
Wow. Delicious.
Or super fun. Ooh. Or
wow, wow, wow.
I mean, perfect might be asking for too much, but I just really, I'm not gonna show up and be like, well, let's hope for the best. Yeah. I went running earlier today and didn't have time to shower, but see anything you like?
Might be the least of your problems.
Really? Mm. I don't know.
There's a funk, man.
Okay, I don't know. What do I know?
Well, you must know. You, I mean, that area has a funk.
Well, all groins have, yes.
Mm.
All, yes.
But I have no opinion about it. So.
Just clean it. 5/3 Just clean it in the shower. Yeah. It's pretty simple.
Okay.
I hear you, Sarah, says 707. Broke up with my ex 2 years ago because she was... Wait, what? Never mind. I can't read that one.
Oh.
It's going someplace where I just... I need to know the whole ending before I get there.
Yeah.
Tell me what's coming up in the trash, please.
Some huge news about Severance Season 3.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.